Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Michael's back. Oh, you know what time it is, right? Oh my gosh, he's been gone for 3 Sundays in a row, and I am so excited to present to some and introduce to others my son, Michael Battle. We call this the Mom and Michael Hour. He's been at it for about 12 or maybe 15 years or so. Hey, son, how you be?
I am fantastic. And just for the record, one of those 3 weeks, we were all off that night. So it's not
that's
just my
right.
fault.
That's right. July 3rd.
Say, that's true. That's right. 2 of those weekends, I had some vacation. I'm a whole new golden color. I love it. I had some sunlight. Obviously, it's hot everywhere. For some reason, I thought it was a good idea on July 4th weekend to go to Palm Springs. But I figured if it's going to be 110, I might as well be in a pool the entire time, which was glorious. I had a little chair by the pool at the hotel. They brought me drinks. I ordered a whole pitcher of margaritas, and I was like, we're going to maximize this pool time, and this vacation is going to be wonderful. But, you know, when we checked into the hotel in Palm Springs, they said, oh, are you here for the dance competition? Actually, no, that's right. We get there, a fire alarm goes off. We exit out the side, and there's a dad in the stairwell with us. They say, oh, do you have kids? Are you here for the dance competition? We're like, what are you talking about? And we said, is there a dance competition? She said, yeah, we're watching like Disney films in the back and all that kind of stuff. And we're like, all right, we like Disney. That's interesting. But little did we know what that really meant. It meant the hotel, this massive hotel in Palm Springs, was going to be teeming with children the whole weekend.
You didn't have that on your list, did you?
Hence the pitcher of margarita. I said,
yeah,
I'm
there you go.
A whole pitcher to deal with the amount of children. And
oh,
the weird part
was
they had a DJ at the pool because, you know, there were cabanas and there were a lot of adults there. We were all drinking and there was a DJ. And the DJ was not playing the edited versions of these pop songs and hip-hop songs. And I was, like, dancing to this, like, these kids shouldn't be hearing this. Why are these kids in the pool? So it was a bizarre
weekend
in Palm Springs, but I still got my relaxation on, went to the spa. Yeah, it was good, needed relaxation.
People who don't have children, they really, you can see it on their faces when they walk in and go, oh my God,
mm-hmm.
I didn't know there would be children here, right? You know, I have a few friends like that. So there you go, Michael. I can imagine that face on you. By the way, when it comes to you getting a tan, I have darkened, of course, you know. I always do in the summer. I always get darker if there's a lot of sun out. And I went to Ulta. Is that what it's called? Ulta or Ultra?
Ulta Beauty, yeah.
Yeah, Ulta Beauty over in Knollwood Mall. And I had not been into that store. I've been into Target, and they have a smaller version of Ulta. It's actually called Ulta, and they have some of the makeup I love in the Target stores. But I went in, and there were just 3 things I needed to get because I'm much darker. And the makeup I have, it's lighter, right? So the wintertime, mm-hmm. I'm lighter. Of course, summer, darker. And this really nice woman really helped me out, found all of the things that I needed, just 3 or 4 of them. And I go up to the front, and she says, okay, what is your membership? You have a membership. What is your phone number? And she puts my phone number on, like, membership. She goes, yeah, you got to have a membership. And I was like, I can't buy anything at this store unless I'm a member. She goes, yeah, you know. And I thought, oh, no. This black girl gonna walk out the door the way she came in. No, I am not going to join your membership. For what? And then someone said, well, Geraldine, it's free. It's free. I'm like, still, I don't want to be known as a member of a company I don't know much about. No. What would you have done?
I mean, if it was free and you wanted the makeup, I imagine you could also just leave the club when you bought it. You'd still have the merchandise. So I probably would have joined.
That's not the answer I want. Try again.
because the real question is not, should you have joined at the moment? It's the next day when you had to put makeup on, were you a different color? You know, that's what was that experience like? Not purchasing the new makeup that you require. You know,
This is true. Yeah, you are absolutely right. Because I, you know, your Uncle Fred and I did a show at Crooner's that night, and I needed that. But, yeah.
Oh, did you talk? Have you told people that you sang a song by, oh, I just forgot his name.
The artist Major. Yeah.
Yes, his name is Major. You sing a song by the artist
Fred and
Major
I did.
At that
yeah.
show with Uncle Fred, yeah. correct? And he reposted the video of the two of you singing his song to his Instagram story.
That was shocking because I love that song.
Cool.
I mean, I really, really love that song. And, you know, for those that have never heard it, can I just sing like 10 seconds of it?
Of course.
Say yes. Okay.
Yes, please.
I found love in you. And no other love will do. Never have I felt that I could be all that you see. It's like our hearts are intertwined into a perfect harmony. This is how I love you. Ooh, this is how I love you. Because you love me. Yeah, and it goes on.
That's a beautiful song.
It's such a great song, Michael. Songwriters are needed in this world, let me tell you.
They are. They heal the soul.
I just finished talking about that with my last guest for Center Stage. Her name is Cassandra Cole. And she was saying the same thing, man. It is healing. That's what it is. Now, it can also bring us to anger.
Mm-hmm. Right?
And it can also teach us to love. But we have to be careful with what we listen to. I've said that to you many times.
True. Yeah. I love that he reposted the video because I always ask, I miss most of the shows you do, which is, you know, sad and hurtful and all those things, but that's the choice I made to come to LA and pursue my dreams. But I'm always saying, hey, please, somebody film the show. And I usually have to elicit the help of one of my cousins to say, hey, if you're going to be there, please just put your phone up and record it. And sometimes they don't. So often I have to just go to your Facebook page and see who's tagged you in a video to get little clips. Little clips.
And you do. They're just little tiny clips, man. You know, you hear, that's it. Sometimes it's like that. So, you know, does not work out the way we think it'll work out. But it was such a fun night with really wonderful, special, loving, fun friends in the audience. Just really cool. So we had a good time down there. We'll see what we're gonna do next. Yeah. So are you singing yet with a guitar player at a coffee shop yet?
Not yet. Working too much.
Why won't you do it? Really?
Well, like I always say, if you come here, you come to LA, we can put it together and do a whole thing. I'm trying to figure out how to get vacations in, how to have weekends and work all the things that I do. And get some balance there. Did I tell you? I mean, I guess I told you, but I'd like to tell you again where I went last weekend.
Last weekend? Where'd you go?
Disney World.
Oh, well, okay. Rub it in. Okay. Okay.
No, but it was a very, very quick trip. It was for one of my best friend Audra's 40th birthday, and her husband put on this just lavish weekend for her. We had a private tour at Disney World on Saturday, and so our group was so big that we had to have two tour guides because there were 17 of us on the tour that day. So there was a tour guide for the front of the group, a tour guide for the back of the group, And of course, when you have a VIP tour guide at the parks, they help you get in all the biggest rides much faster because they can walk you into the lightning lanes, which used to be known as the fast pass lanes.
Oh, they changed the lightning. Okay.
Yeah, the trip was beautiful and amazing and relaxing and just great. But I haven't been to Florida in 4 years, and we landed, got in the Uber from the airport, and instantly saw a giant pickup truck entirely blacked out with a black and white flag on the back and a Let's Go Brandon sticker right above a Confederate flag. And I said, oh, I'm in Central Florida.
Right.
I forgot you can drive around in Florida with a Confederate flag on your car, and it's just fine because Florida is just, I mean, it used to be a purple state, but it's really just gone mostly red now. So I always had that initial kind of shock when I traveled to different parts of the country that there's that culture shift. And when you leave the blue bastion of Los Angeles, you're going to get different looks, you know, some nasty comments. People are going to point at you. They're going to react to you differently. And they're going to feel very empowered in those spaces to just be really rude sometimes. That said, the trip was fantastic. We had the tour on Saturday. And I used to go to the parks, to Disney World, with you when I was a kid every year. So it was just so beautiful to be back and to see it all. And it was really humid, excessively hot, as we're experiencing across the country. But then it would have those torrential rains that Florida often has, and the rain would cool things off, and it was just so clean and crisp and amazing. And so her and her husband rented out the presidential suite at the Animal Kingdom Hotel.
Which and, I've never seen or been to, yeah.
Right. Animal Kingdom itself is gorgeous, and the Animal Kingdom Hotel is the nicest Disney hotel I've ever seen. I mean, it is on
fire. Really?
Yes, and the suite was on the top floor. It was a massive suite in the hotel, but all the hotel rooms on that side of that part of the hotel have what's called the view of the savannah. And literally, there is a savannah built outside the rooms, and there are giraffes, antelope, all these African animals who are just grazing throughout the day. And there's just something to standing on the balcony of your hotel watching giraffe go by that is mind-blowing. It was really...
You saw that, huh? You saw that?
Yeah, yes, it is incredible.
Wow.
And one of the rides there is an actual safari ride where they built an African safari, and you go on a truck that has no windows, and you see all these African elements. African animals, rather. Elephants, all kinds of large horned creatures, alligators, hippos. There was an ostrich that walked up to us. I mean, it truly was an extraordinary experience, and it feels like you have left America entirely, that you're on a different continent. It is so green and lush and peaceful. I loved it. And there is a Club 33 in Disney World, but unlike in Los Angeles, where there's the main restaurant and lounge in Disneyland, right, and a lounge in California Adventure, there's only lounges, no full restaurants, but there are four lounges, one for each of the main parks at Disney World. So there was someone in the group who was a member there, because it's a separate part of Club 33 World. Just because I'm part of the one here in LA doesn't mean I can get in there. But I got to go see the lounge in Animal Kingdom. It's the nicest lounge. It is so nice. It was built to be a Club 33 lounge there. It is enormous. It is beautiful. So the whole trip. Oh, and then he rented out one of the restaurants at the hotel for her private brunch Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. And they had a whole spread of all the food you can possibly imagine. But the thing that made me squeal were the Mickey Mouse waffles that I used to get at the character breakfast at the Grand Floridian every single time he went. And I was like, it's the character, it's the Mickey waffles. So it was a very quick 2-day magical Disney World experience. I was just so happy that I got to go. I got to meet her brand new son, who's 8 months old and hadn't seen her in 4 years. And, you know, she's come a long way from dating famous people and walking runways as an international supermodel. So it was just wonderful to meet the family and have this beautiful Disney World birthday with her.
It's so awesome, Mike. Okay, we're going to take a break and then come back. I got so much more to ask you. We'll be back in a moment.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is now 10:27 here at WCCO. You are listening to, of course, the Mom and Michael Hour, our last hour from 7 to 11 p.m. every Sunday night. And I'm excited that my son joined us tonight for the Mom and Michael Hour. And, of course, Michael, I'm so happy you had a chance to see Audra and that you really enjoyed, Disney World. But I'm just wondering, whenever you start to talk about it, you get so excited. And I know that Marvel Thor came out, and I definitely want you to give us a review on that. And I'm not sure if I should wait until after the break and then you do it, or would you like to jump in right now?
You know, we can do this quick. Thor, Love and Thunder came out last weekend. It opened to a huge number. I think it was like 140 million it opened to. I mean, it's a Marvel film. That's to be expected.
Right.
So I finally saw it this weekend in its second weekend. Fewer people saw it in its second weekend. It had a 68% drop. But that's really not the important part, because it's already made over $700 million in its first 9 days. So it's a success financially. But the movie, it's not that good.
It's not great.
It's farcical to a degree that can be very fun at times throughout the film. Mm-hmm. And at other times, it's just you kind of want it to turn into a Marvel film and be serious and have, you know, some weight to it. But it's really leaning into the farce that we saw from the last Thor film, but just going all the way. And again, I didn't dislike it. I enjoyed it. I just wish it was a bit more serious. At the same time, Doctor Strange 2, which came out, I think, a couple months ago, that one was largely serious, but kind of missed the mark there, too. So I think Marvel is just having trouble finding ways to do what they've done before and still keep it fresh, which, sure, that makes sense. I mean, they've done 40-something films. It's been, 14 years of movies? It's hard for the same team to keep making films at the same caliber and keep their fan base, who loves them so much, entertained. So if you are a Marvel fan, go see it, because it's part of the Marvel universe. It has elements that we like. There are some cool fight scenes, a couple funny moments. If you're a fan of Thor, there's some scenes where he's not wearing a lot of clothing, none at all to be exact. So there's some reasons for the fan base.
Do they show that, by the way?
It's a cheeky moment. Yes, they do. So it's
actually, they really do. No, oh, hold on a minute. Make sure you go see Thor: Love and Thunder, 6 p.m. tomorrow night. Yeah. Okay. Thanks. Ticket appreciate
purchase,
that.
Huh?
Yeah. It's time.
In the trailer. It's in the trailer because they knew there were like people.
Yeah, but they covered it up.
Geraldine.
Right.
Well,
I'm just saying.
In the movie, it's not covered up.
Oh my God. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to get a mimosa.
Can I
go see Thor, Thunder, and Love. Yeah.
Can I ask you this something, Geraldine?
Okay.
Did you react this way to Magic Mike? I'm just asking. Did you?
I didn't see Magic Mike. That's now, that one where...
Minute. Let's pause. Magic Mike, although a movie about...
I'm sorry. What are you saying?
Starring Channing Tatum. Although it's about strippers, it actually is a really excellent dramatic film by a world-class director. People always think of that movie as just, oh, it's dancing and stripping. No, it was actually a really good film. It was both funny and, like, heartbreaking. So you should see the movie. It's quite good.
It's really about stripping.
It's more about...
just pause right there. Just don't add anything to that. It's about stripping. I'm so not interested.
But Channing Tatum was a stripper, but the movie is about love and aspiring to be more than you actually are and what you do for love and the version of yourself you're trying to become. It actually has some depth to it, which is shocking because we all went to go see it because it was about stripping. But, yes, it's actually a very good dramatic film. But
it's amazing we're talking about that instead of Thor, Love and Thunder.
Jonathan did this. It's all his fault.
Nope.
Yep.
I'm not taking credit for this because it was your mother, Michael, that started to ogle over the fact that there was a cheeky scene in Love and Thunder. I just connected the dots.
Cheeks are always good, cheeky.
Geraldine, I'm just going to say this, and Michael won't understand this, but if you've been listening to the entire show, you'll get this. I know what type of lead men you'd like to see in that cheeky scene. The Property Brothers. That's who you'd like to see.
Jonathan,
are you just trying to kill me before we're off the stage? What are you trying to do? I made it so clear. I don't like that show.
I don't like that show
You're
either.
It's terrible. And now I feel
really
just,
annoying.
It just threw me off, Michael. I just, you know.
Yeah.
But he's out of his mind. Jonathan is out of his mind. He doesn't know.
That means it's a perfect time for you to break and regroup.
Oh. Michael, continue.
I just wanted to add, Christian Bale plays the villain in Thor, Love and Thunder. And it's weird because he's just really good. And he's out there giving a great performance in a film that's farcical, but he's being serious. So there's some tonal issues throughout. But in his scenes, he is excellent in the same way that Russell Crowe playing Zeus is also weirdly excellent. And kind
of never mention Russell Crowe. I start itching.
Well, he's a very good actor, so there's big name cameos in this movie. I shouldn't call them cameos because they're larger roles, but they're great. And then the movie itself is just kind of silly. But again, if you're a fan of Marvel, go check it out. It's part of the universe. We all know we're going to see it. Go enjoy.
Rotten Tomatoes says 68%. You sure?
Oh, I'm surprised it got that high from critics. It's one of the lowest scored Marvel films of the entire universe. So 68 may seem decent, but it's very low for a Marvel film.
There you go. All right. Now we can take a break, Jonathan. Thank you so much. We'll be back. It is now 10:39 here at WCCO. Welcome back. As we wrap up this hour, I have to ask you, Jonathan, Chris Hemsworth, you know, he is worth about $130 million. And that is quite remarkable. And Michael, I think he started doing Thor in 2011, maybe? Is that right?
That sounds about right. I have to go back and look at when the first Thor film came out. But yeah, it seems about when that one hit, yeah.
And what about his brother? I think he has a brother, Liam. Yeah, how is he doing in Hollywood?
Also famous. And I couldn't name the movies that he's done, but I mean, you've seen him before. He's been in a bunch of stuff. He's been in TV shows and film. But yeah, not as famous as Chris, but also a very successful actor in Hollywood.
Right. Wow. Incredible. So you had a chance to see Thor. Go ahead, Jonathan.
By the way, Michael was correct. You were correct. Thor came out in 2011.
Okay.
And Liam Hemsworth, among other things, has been in the Hunger Games series of movies.
That's right.
Wow.
He was the main love interest for her in those films. That's right. That made him a pretty big star, actually.
Wow. I don't hear a whole lot about that. What was it, a trilogy? I haven't heard much about it.
It was technically a trilogy, but they broke up the second movie into two movies. So it's actually four movies, but it's three books.
So, Michael, was the movie theater packed?
It yeah, actually. I think we got the last two of the last five seats in there. I mean, people who want to go to movies are rushing to movies. Is it at the number that we've seen, you know, pre-pandemic? Of course not. But, again, Thor's opening weekend was huge. It was in line with other Marvel films pre-pandemic. The second weekend, not so much. But I think that's just because there are fewer people willing to go sit in a theater right now and brave getting COVID with this new highly contagious variant out there. In L.A., so many of us got COVID recently. I think a lot of us are willing to risk it because we just had it so recently that it seems less likely that we would get it again. But, you know, who knows? But, yeah, there was a great crowd in there. We had fun. There was a whole row of, like, teens who were loud and clapping, and it kind of made the film more fun. Nothing compared to that one time at Southdale when I went to go see Cats. Joey and I were there for Christmas, and there were a bunch of college students. And I have never had so much fun. It was the worst film I've ever seen. And we laughed so hard. I literally cried laughing because by the halfway point of the film, the audience couldn't keep it together because the young people kept saying things or doing imitations or doing little voices or talking, and it got funnier and funnier. And by the end, we were just cackling at how bad that film was. So sometimes, normally I say don't talk during a movie. I don't like it at all. But every now and then, it can make an experience better.
Now, you remember when we went to New York for Venice's 16th birthday, and we went to see Cats, and it wasn't supposed to be the place we were going to go see a show, but we ended up there. And you remember your father's head, you know, cracked back, you know, and his head is just bopping, man. I mean, because he's too tall for the back of the chair to reach it. So it's just bopping around, which was great, man. I just wanted to smack him upside his head, but I didn't. And then all of a sudden, he sits up and his eyes open and he goes, "Where are we?" Yeah, that is a great question. Remember Mr. Mistopheles? Is that what
Magical Mr. Mistopheles. He did magic in the show.
He spun around so much, I never saw magic.
So much. No. Well, that was the magic.
He just kept spinning. I've never seen an actor spin that much.
I mean, here's the thing. The show Cats is generally terrible, but the music is fantastic. And I was obsessed with the music back in the day. I played that album, CD rather, over and over and over again. But the movie is nothing like that. The movie makes the play seem like it should win 20 Tonys and maybe an Oscar if it was a film. The movie is a special low point in the history of film that I encourage you to watch with a pitcher of margarita from Palm Springs, because it deserves the full experience to understand how bad it is. I don't know why I'm talking about a film that's like, you know, what, 7 years old. But yeah, I mentioned people talking in movies and how it can make it better, and somehow we landed at Cats, the worst film I've ever seen, never to be forgotten.
Okay, speaking of forgotten, there's some big names that are in this Thor movie, including Natalie Portman, of course, Christian Bale, Idris Elba, and Kate Blanchett, just to name a few. I mean, wow, I thought that would just be, this movie would be amazing, but boy, the reviews I've read are just awful.
They're not great. It's really over the top, and half the time the actors are kind of, well, not Christian Bale, that, as I mentioned, he's really, really great, and Russell Crowe is great, but the rest of them kind of phone it in. Like, they know that it's lighthearted and farcical, so they're just not giving us the version of their characters that we would expect, except for Christian Bale. He's great. He's really serious and terrifying, and he's like in this whole other movie. It's almost as if he's going to end up in a different MCU, playing that same sort of great villain, because he was wonderful. I almost wanted the film to be more about him because he was so good on screen. The look of all of the makeup and prosthetics he had on was really, really great.
Let me just say this, Michael. First of all, I have never looked up a movie to see who the cast was, especially the big stars. And here it is 1, 2, 3, 4... 5 Okay, I'm on number, the row five, right? Row five. Mm-hmm. And there is someone famous in every row.
Yes,
I'm just blown away.
Six Marvel movies are like that.
That is amazing to me. Oh, my gosh. Because you said Russell Crowe, and I hadn't seen him on here yet. And I started scrolling. I just couldn't believe it. That's amazing. The money that is spent. Yeah. And then you say this was like a comedy almost. You didn't say comedy, but you said it was really different.
It's farcical. But again, you say, okay, the money spent, maybe each of them got paid $10 million, whatever the number was, sure. But again, in the first 2 weekends of release, it made over $700 million.
Oh,
so even a bad Marvel film that has characters that we love and that is fun and bombastic in the ways that we enjoy in Marvel is still going to, in most cases, open big enough and sustain itself long enough to pay those salaries. And stars want to be in these films. Don't forget, well, you wouldn't know this, but Matt Damon's in it, too.
Oh, yeah, I just saw that. And just speaking of Matt Damon, did you know that his best friend, Ben Affleck, just married Jennifer Lopez? Like yesterday?
I didn't hear about that, no.
Yeah, yesterday, I think it was. And you know, they broke up. In fact, Jennifer broke up with Alex Rodriguez a few weeks ago or a few months ago, and then she married Ben Affleck in Las Vegas yesterday. And you remember they used to call him Bennifer, right? They used to, they dated in like 2002 up to 2004, I think it's right. And if that's true, you know, because everything was about Bennifer. I mean, all of the papers and the television talk shows, all of that talked about Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck. And I'm just wondering if people really care, because it sounds like you don't.
I blame the heat. You know, it gets hot outside. People do crazy things. You know,
okay.
She was single back out there, and she saw his tiny teeth and said, oh, I've missed that. And I married him. So just blame the heat. It's hot outside.
That's terrible. Okay, last thing we're going to talk about tonight is a fashion show that you went to, but we're going to take a break and we'll come back and talk about that as we wrap up this hour. Welcome back, everyone, as we wrap up this 10 o'clock hour. It's just a pleasure being here with you, and I hope you enjoy the show tonight. I was kind of all over the place, but it happens like that sometimes. My son, Michael Battle, joins us as much as possible, as often as possible, and we call this the Mom and Michael Hour. And as we come to an end, I want to ask you about this fashion show you went to, Michael.
Yes. So I've been to a few fashion shows in Los Angeles, but I have never been invited to a private in-store fashion show in Beverly Hills. And I got to do that yesterday morning for Etro in Beverly Hills, which is a brand that I've recently gotten into. If you've never heard of Etro, E-T-R-O, it's an Italian brand. Been around for a bit now, but not quite as well known as the other higher-end Italian brands. And Etro is known for patchwork and patterns. It's kind of like if you had really, really fancy curtains or a very expensive rug and you turned it into a shirt or a suit. That's what they do. And I love it. It's so fun and bold and colorful.
Oh, my gosh.
And after the lockdown, I've been looking for polos that are bright and colorful, that more express who I am and how I feel, and they have them, and they fit me quite well, so I've been into that. Anyway, they invited me to their fashion show, and I went, and it was wonderful. And it was, you know, it was a tighter space because it's in their store in Beverly Hills. So the models were right in front of you, kind of interacting with you. They might talk to you. The outfits were incredible. There was champagne, hors d'oeuvres. It was a beautiful experience. I met other, you know, 10-year customers of Etro, and it was cool to see who they were. The people there were as fascinating as the outfits themselves because we were all such characters. But I do want to say, I didn't know what to wear. What do you wear to a fashion show in Beverly Hills? I didn't want to wear one of their polos. That just seemed weird to do that. But I thought to myself, they're known for patchwork. Hey, I own a patchwork kimono.
Yes, you do.
So I put on the kimono and a sparkly polo and sparkly jeans and my new sparkly shoes. And when I tell you I was a hit, I was a hit. All the people who worked there, the designers who were there, I was told that they were plotting how they could take it from me. They're like, where did you get that kimono? The other people, the guests, were like, so is that an Etro piece? Where is that? Where can I find that? Like, no, it's Ron Herman. Thank you. Thank you, though. Thank you. Anyway, I felt.
Who is so Ron happy. Herman or Herman Ron? I mean, goodness.
Ron Herman is a store at Fred Segal. Point is, he's a lot of names here. I just felt real fancy with my champagne and my hors d'oeuvres and clothes that I couldn't afford. And I bought a couple shirts and I love them. So they have won a customer for the long run because that was a blast.
God help us.
You would love
I mean, what too. Else? What else do you say? I mean, you know, I'm the girl that went into Prada store with you because you wanted to show me their shoes and handbags. And I didn't know which way to turn. I didn't know if I should go straight to the left, to the right. I was in front of you. I thought I knew where I was going. I didn't. And you said, Mom, please, please stop trying to go left or right or forward or backwards. I was like, well, what am I supposed to do? Just wait, you said. Just
Oh my gosh,
Michael, how is it we are so different? But I love you, son. I think you are a remarkable man. And that's just hilarious that you came up with that patchwork kimono.
You know, God, if you're going to show up, bring all the sparkles, show up all the way.
Did Joey go too?
He did. He sat right next to me, all my sparkles, and went, that's my guy. You know,
I love sparkles too, man.
That's love. A kimono and sparkles and sequin sparkly shoes. And he's just like, yep, we're here. We're doing this now. This is our Saturday morning.
That's fantastic.
I have to ask before we leave this conversation. Mm-hmm. So did you, Michael, with all the buzz that was apparently around your outfit, did you get a contract? Are you going to be in the next show? Are you going to model what you have?
I kid you not, afterwards, one of the models in the show said, are you trying to take my job? You were too tall and too handsome and looked too good. He was like smiling and laughing. I was like, no, you can have it. I just like their polos. But no, like people thought maybe that, but no, I didn't get a contract. I don't want to do that. I much prefer being on this side of things where they're handing you hors d'oeuvres and champagne and having you try on clothing. And the people working there are trying to find a way to get the suit jackets to fit me because I'm very, very.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is now 10:39 here at WCCO. Welcome back. As we wrap up this hour, I have to ask you, Jonathan, Chris Hemsworth, you know, he is worth about $130 million. And that is quite remarkable. And Michael, I think he started doing Thor in 2011, maybe? Is that right?
That sounds about right. I have to go back and look at when the first Thor film came out. But yeah, it seems about when that one hit, yeah.
And what about his brother? I think he has a brother, Liam. How is he doing in Hollywood?
Also famous. And I couldn't name the movies that he's done, but I mean, you've seen him before. He's been in a bunch of stuff. He's been in TV shows and film. But yeah, not as famous as Chris, but also a very successful actor in Hollywood.
Right. Wow. Incredible. So you had a chance to see Thor. Go ahead, Jonathan.
By the way, Michael was correct. You were correct. Thor came out in 2011.
Okay.
And Liam Hemsworth, among other things, has been in the Hunger Games series of movies.
That's right. Wow. He was the main love interest for her in those films. That's right. That made him a pretty big star, actually.
Wow, I don't hear a whole lot about a trilogy? I haven't heard much about
It was technically a trilogy, but they broke up the second movie into two movies. So it's actually four movies, but it's three books.
So, Michael, was the movie theater packed?
Yeah, actually. I think we got two of the last five seats in there. I mean, people who want to go to movies are rushing to movies. Is it at the number that we've seen, you know, pre-pandemic? Of course not. But again, Thor's opening weekend was huge. It was in line with other Marvel films pre-pandemic. The second weekend, not so much. But I think that's just because there are fewer people willing to go sit in a theater right now and brave getting COVID with this new highly contagious variant out there. In L.A., so many of us got COVID recently. I think a lot of us are willing to risk it because we just had it so recently that it seems less likely that we would get it again. But, you know, who knows? There was a great crowd in there. We had fun. There was a whole row of, like, teens who were loud and clapping, and it kind of made the film more fun. Nothing compared to that one time at Southdale when I went to go see Cats. Joey and I were there for Christmas, and there were a bunch of college students, and I have never had so much fun. It was the worst film I've ever seen, and we laughed so hard. I literally cried laughing because by the halfway point of the film, the audience couldn't keep it together because the young people kept saying things or doing imitations or doing little voices or talking, and it got funnier and funnier. And by the end, we were just cackling at how bad that film was. So sometimes, normally I say don't talk during a movie. I don't like it at all. But every now and then, it can make an experience better.
Now, you remember when we went to New York for Venice's 16th birthday, and we went to see Cats, and it wasn't supposed to be the place we were going to go see a show, but we ended up there. And you remember your father's head, you know, cracked back, you know, and his head is just bopping, man. I mean, because he's too tall for the back of the chair to reach it. So it's just bopping around, which was great, man. I just wanted to smack him upside his head, but I didn't. And then... all of a sudden, he sits up and his eyes open and he goes, "Where are we?" Yeah, that is a great question. Remember Mr. Mistopheles? Is that what
magical Mr. Mistopheles? He did magic in the show.
He spun around so much, I never saw magic.
So much. Never. Well, that was the magic.
He just kept spinning. I've never seen an actor spin that much.
I mean, here's the thing. The show Cats is generally terrible, but the music is fantastic. And I was obsessed with the music back in the day. I played that album, over and over and over again. But the movie is nothing like that. The movie makes the play seem like it should win 20 Tonys and maybe an Oscar if it was a film. The movie is a special low point in the history of film that I encourage you to watch with a picture of Margarita from Palm Springs, because it deserves the full experience to understand how bad it is. I don't know why I'm talking about a film that's like, you know, what, 7 years old, but yeah, I mentioned people talking in movies and how it can make it better, and somehow we landed at Cats, the worst film I've ever seen, never to be forgotten.
Okay, speaking of forgotten, there are some big names that are in this Thor movie, including Natalie Portman, Christian Bale, Idris Elba, and Kate Blanchett, just to name a few. I mean, wow, I thought that would just be, this movie would be amazing, but boy, the reviews I've read are just awful.
They're not great. It's really over the top, and half the time the actors are kind of, well, not Christian Bale, that, as I mentioned, he's really, really great, and Russell Crowe is great, but the rest of them kind of phone it in. Like, they know that it's lighthearted and farcical, so they're just not giving us the version of their characters that we would expect. except for Christian Bale. He's great. He's really serious and terrifying, and he's like in his whole other movie. It's almost as if he's going to end up in a different MCU, playing that same sort of great villain, because he was wonderful. I almost wanted the film to be more about him because he was so good on screen. The look of all of the makeup and prosthetics he had on was really, really great.
Let me just say this, Michael. First of all, I have never looked up a movie to see who the cast was, especially the big stars. And here it is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, I'm on number, the row 5, right? Row 5. Mm-hmm. And there is someone famous in every row.
Yes,
I'm just blown away.
All 6 Marvel movies are like that.
That is amazing to me. Oh my gosh, because you said Russell Crowe and I hadn't seen him on here yet, and I started scrolling. I just couldn't believe it. That's amazing. The money that is spent. Yeah. And then you say this was like a comedy almost. You didn't say comedy, but you said it was really different.
It's farcical. But again, you say, okay, the money spent, maybe each of them got paid $10 million, whatever the number was, sure. But again, in the first 2 weekends of release, it made over $700 million. Oh, so even goodness. A bad Marvel film that has characters that we love and that is fun and bombastic in the ways that we enjoy in Marvel is still going to, in most cases, open big enough and sustain itself long enough to pay those salaries. And stars want to be in these films. Don't forget, well, you wouldn't know this, but Matt Damon's in it, too.
Oh, yeah, I just saw that. And just speaking of Matt Damon, did you know that his best friend, Ben Affleck, just married Jennifer Lopez? Like yesterday?
I didn't hear about that, no.
Yeah, yesterday I think it was. And you know, they broke up. In fact, Jennifer broke up with Alex Rodriguez a few weeks ago or a few months ago. And then she married Ben Affleck in Las Vegas yesterday. And you remember they used to call him Bennifer?
Mm-hmm.
Right? They dated in like 2002 up to 2004, I think it's right. And if that's true, you know, because everything was about Bennifer. I mean, all of the papers and the television talk shows, all of that talked about Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck. And I'm just wondering if people really care, because it sounds like you don't.
I blame the heat. You know, it gets hot outside. People do crazy things. You know, okay. She was single back out there, and she saw his tiny teeth and said, oh, I've missed that. And I married him. So just blame the heat. It's hot outside.
That's terrible. Okay, last thing we're going to talk about tonight is a fashion show that you went to, but we're going to take a break and we'll come back and talk about that as we wrap up this hour. Welcome back, everyone, as we wrap up this 10 o'clock hour. It's just a pleasure being here with you, and I hope you enjoy the show tonight. I was kind of all over the place, but it happens like that sometimes. My son, Michael Battle, joins us as much as possible, as often as possible, and we call this the Mom and Michael Hour. And as we come to an end, I want to ask you about this fashion show you went to, Michael.
Yes. So I've been to a few fashion shows in Los Angeles, but I have never been invited to a private in-store fashion show in Beverly Hills. And I got to do that yesterday morning for Etro in Beverly Hills, which is a brand that I've recently gotten into. If you've never heard of Etro, E-T-R-O, it's an Italian brand, been around for a bit now, but not quite as well known as the other higher-end Italian brands. And Etro is known for patchwork and patterns. It's kind of like if you had really, really fancy curtains or a very expensive rug and you turned it into a shirt or a suit. That's what they do. And I love it. It's so fun and bold and colorful.
Oh, my gosh.
And after the lockdown, I've been looking for polos that are bright and colorful, that more express who I am and how I feel. And they have them, and they fit me quite well, so I've been into that. Anyway, they invited me to their fashion show, and I went, and it was wonderful. And it was, you know, it was a tighter space because it's in their store in Beverly Hills. So the models were right in front of you, kind of interacting with you. They might talk to you. The outfits were incredible. There was champagne, hors d'oeuvres. It was a beautiful experience. I met other, you know, 10-year customers of Etro, and it was cool to see who they were. The people there were as fascinating as the outfits themselves, because we were all such characters. But I do want to say, I didn't know what to wear. What do you wear to a fashion show in Beverly Hills? I didn't want to wear one of their polos. That just seemed weird to do that. But I thought to myself, they're known for patchwork. Hey, I own a patchwork kimono.
Patchwork? Yes, you do.
So I put on the kimono and a sparkly polo and sparkly jeans and my new sparkly shoes. And when I tell you I was a hit, I was a hit. All the people who worked there, the designers who were there, I was told that they were plotting how they could take it from me. They're like, where did you get that kimono? The other people, the guests, were like, so is that an Etrobe piece? Where is that? Where can I find that? Like, no, it's Ron Herman. Thank you. Thank you, though. Thank you. Anyway, I felt...
Who is Ron Herman or Herman Ron? I mean, goodness.
Ron Herman is a store at Fred Segal. Point is, he's a lot of names here. I just felt real fancy with my champagne and my hors d'oeuvres and clothes that I couldn't afford. I bought a couple shirts and I love them. So they have won a customer for the long run because that was a blast.
God help us.
You would love
What else do you say? I mean, you know, I'm the girl that went into Prada store with you because you wanted to show me their shoes and handbags. And I didn't know which way to turn. I didn't know if I should go straight to the left, to the right. I was in front of you. I thought I knew where I was going. I didn't. And you said, Mom, please stop trying to go left or right or forward or backwards. I was like, well, what am I supposed to do? Just wait, you said.
Oh my gosh,
Michael. How is it we are so different? But I love you, son. I think you are a remarkable man. And that's just hilarious that you came up with that patchwork kimono.
You know, God, if you're going to show up, bring all the sparkle, show up all the way.
Did Joey go too?
He did. He sat right next to me in all my sparkles and went, that's my guy. You know,
I love sparkles too, man.
That's love. A kimono and sparkles and sequin sparkly shoes. And he's just like, yep, we're here. We're doing this now. This is our Saturday morning.
That's fantastic.
I have to ask before we leave this conversation. Mm-hmm. So did you, Michael, with all the buzz that was apparently around your outfit, did you get a contract? Are you going to be in the next show? Are you going to model what you have?
I kid you not. Afterwards, one of the models in the show said, are you trying to take my job? You were too tall, was too handsome, and looked too good. He was like smiling and laughing. I was like, no, you can have it. I just like their polos. But no, like people thought maybe that, but no, I didn't get a contract. I don't want to do that. I'm much prefer being on this side of things where they're handing you hors d'oeuvres and champagne and having you try on clothing. And the people working there are trying to find a way to get the suit jackets to fit me because I'm very, very hard to fit. And they have a tailor on site and they're saying, okay, we have to go with this side, tailored in this way. They're on a mission to figure out which pieces I can work with. And I'm terrified because I love their stuff. And if they get it to fit me, I'm going to want to buy it and I'll just be poor. So we're going to have to work on this and figure out how to make it happen.
You know, they probably, just served you some $2 chuck or something like that, you know, champagne or something ridiculous. You know, I love you, son.
Bring the ripple.
Morgan David. I love you, son.
I love you, too.
All right, Jonathan, thank you so much, man. And thank you to the audience. Thank you, guys. Take care. Be safe. Welcome back, everyone, as we wrap up this 10 o'clock hour. It's just a pleasure being here with you, and I hope you enjoy the show tonight. I was kind of all over the place, but it happens like that sometimes. My son, Michael Battle, joins us as much as possible, as often as possible, and we call this the Mom and Michael Hour. And as we come to an end, I want to ask you about this fashion show you went to, Michael.
Yes. So I've been to a few fashion shows in Los Angeles, but I have never been invited to a private in-store fashion show in Beverly Hills, and I got to do that yesterday morning for Etro in Beverly Hills, which is a brand that I've recently gotten into. If you've never heard of Etro, E-T-R-O, it's an Italian brand, been around for a bit now, but not quite as well known as the other higher-end Italian brands. And Etro is known for patchwork and patterns. It's kind of like if you had really, really fancy curtains or a very expensive rug and you turned it into a shirt or a suit. That's what they do. And I love it. It's so fun and bold and colorful.
Oh my gosh.
And after the lockdown, I've been looking for polos that are bright and colorful, that more express who I am and how I feel. And they have them, and they fit me quite well, so I've been into that. Anyway, they invited me to their fashion show, and I went, and it was wonderful. And it was, you know, it was a tighter space because it's in their store in Beverly Hills. So the models were right in front of you, kind of interacting with you. They might talk to you. The outfits were incredible. There was champagne, hors d'oeuvres. It was a beautiful experience. I met other, you know, 10-year customers of Etro, and it was cool to see who they were. The people there were as fascinating as the outfits themselves because we were all such characters. But I do want to say, I didn't know what to wear. What do you wear to a fashion show in Beverly Hills? I didn't want to wear one of their polos. That just seemed weird to do that. But I thought to myself, they're known for patchwork. Hey, I own a patchwork kimono.
Patchwork? Yes, you do.
So I put on the kimono and a sparkly polo and sparkly jeans and my new sparkly shoes. And when I tell you I was a hit, I was a hit. All the people who worked there, the designers who were there, I was told that they were plotting how they could take it from me. They're like, where did you get that kimono? The other people, the guests, were like, so is that an Etro piece? Where is that? Where can I find that? Like, no, it's Ron Herman. Thank you. Thank you, though. Thank you. Anyway, I felt...
Who is Ron Herman or Herman Ron? I mean, goodness.
Ron Herman is a store at Fred Segal. Point is, there's a lot of names here. I just felt real fancy with my champagne and my hors d'oeuvres and clothes that I couldn't afford. And I bought a couple shirts, and I love them. So they have won a customer for the long run because that was a blast.
God help us.
You would love,
I mean, what too. Else? What else do you say? I mean, you know, I'm the girl that went into Prada store with you because you wanted to show me their shoes and handbags. And I didn't know which way to turn. I didn't know if I should go straight to the left, to the right. I was in front of you. I thought I knew where I was going. I didn't. And you said, Mom, please. Please stop trying to go left or right or forward or backwards. I was like, well, what am I supposed to do? Just wait, you said. Just.
Oh my gosh,
Michael. How is it we are so different? But I love you, son. I think you are a remarkable man. And that's just hilarious that you came up with that patchwork kimono.
You know, God, if you're going to show up, bring all the sparkles, show up all the way.
Did Joey go too?
He did. He sat right next to me, all my sparkles, and went, that's my guy.
I love sparkles too, man.
That's love. A kimono and sparkles and sequin sparkly shoes. And he's just like, yep, we're here. We're doing this now. This is our Saturday morning.
That's fantastic.
I have to ask before we leave this conversation. Mm-hmm. So did you, Michael, with all the buzz that was apparently around your outfit, did you get a contract? Are you going to be in the next show? Are you going to model what you have?
I kid you not. Afterwards, one of the models in the show said, are you trying to take my job? You were too tall and too handsome and looked too good. He was like smiling and laughing. I was like, no, you can have it. I just like their polos. But no, like people thought maybe that, but no, I didn't get a contract. I don't want to do that. I'm much prefer being on this side of things where they're handing you hors d'oeuvres and champagne and having you try on clothing. And the people working there are trying to find a way to get the suit jackets to fit me because I'm very, very hard to fit. And they have a tailor on site, and they're saying, okay, we have to go with this side, tailored in this way. They're on a mission to figure out which pieces I can work with. And I'm terrified because I love their stuff. And if they get it to fit me, I'm going to want to buy it, and I'll just be poor. So we're going to have to work on this and figure out how to make it happen.
You know, they probably, just served you some two-buck chuck or something like that, you know, champagne or something ridiculous. You know, I love you, son.
Ring the ripple.
Morgan David, I love you, son.
I love you, too.
All right, Jonathan, thank you so much, man. And thank you to the audience. Thank you, guys. Take care. Be safe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.